He's got soulful brown eyes, a plush coat of fur, and plenty of smarts. And now, after someone shot him with an arrow, a bit of a limp. The handsome German Shepherd is about a year old, estimates Mary Lamb of Animal Adoptions of Flamborough, and he'd never been on a leash. How he came to be the target of someone with a crossbow is unknown, but it's clear why Lamb was called in just over 2 weeks ago after he was found injured in Brantford and taken to a vet clinic. Bow on the operating table with an arrow lodged in his shoulder. Supplied image. They called me and asked if I would take him, otherwise he was going to be euthanized, Lamb said. Because that was an expensive surgery. That was over $6,000. Normally, an injured animal would be held for a couple of days before making a decision on treatment, but Bo couldn't wait. Lamb gave the go-ahead for the operation. The arrow was successfully removed and Bo is on the mend. The arrow missed Bo's trachea, lungs, and heart. Supplied image. Fortunately, it missed his trachea and missed his lungs and his heart, she said. It was in the soft tissue. Because of the shape of the arrowhead, the vet had to shove it further into the dog's flesh before they could pull it out. And while Bo was certainly lucky, it's too early to say if there will be lasting damage. Sometimes he walks with a limp, and they don't know if it affected any nerves, said Lamb. But he's a sweet-natured dog. And he was a perfect gentleman at the vet. Bo was back at the vet at the end of last week, to get vaccinated and microchipped. On December 11th, he'll be neutered and have the dew claws on his back legs removed. Then, he'll be ready to adopt. Until then, he'll stay with Lamb. The longtime animal welfare advocate is discouraged by the incident, and recent reports of other animals being shot with crossbows, not to mention the huge number of cats being abandoned. At the shelter, we normally have 60 cats and kittens. Right now we have 78 plus cats and kittens in foster homes, she said. People are finding it difficult to feed themselves and their children, and people are losing their homes, left, right and center. So it makes it really hard. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help cover the cost of Bo's vet bill, noted Lamb. Those who wish to contribute can visit the page, www.gofundme.com/help-animal-adoptions-of-flamborough-with-bows-vet-care. Bo has been vaccinated and microchipped, and is on the mend. Supplied image.